From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. China's National People's Congress voted Sunday to abolish presidential term limits. The vote sets up a path that current President Xi Jinping could navigate to rule indefinitely. Xi's current term ends in 2023, but analysts say he is likely to continue beyond that as the country's leader. China said Sunday it does not intend to ignite a trade war with the U.S. because that would be disastrous for the entire world. Minister of Commerce Zhang Shan said on the sidelines of China's annual parliamentary session, China does not wish to fight a trade war, nor will China initiate a trade war, but we can handle any challenge and will resolutely defend the interests of our country and our people. Hong Kong saw low turnout numbers for an election Sunday to replace four lawmakers disqualified over oaths last year that the Chinese government deemed improper. 15 candidates are running to fill the four seats vacated when the oaths by pro-democracy lawmakers were declared invalid, a move that critics say was politically motivated. The vote comes as China's National People's Congress voted to abolish the constitutional term limits. All people, 11 people, aboard a private Turkish jet died Sunday after the jet crashed into a mountainside and burst into flames during heavy rain in southern Iran. Those on board included the Turkish heiress Mina Basaran and seven of her friends. They were all flying back from a party ahead of her planned wedding next month. This is VOA News.